Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Terry for breakfast, Albany 783, Triple M, the Albany Community Hospice. They've got their annual fundraising dinner. It's on this weekend. Joining us now is one of the guests in Albany this weekend for the fundraising for Albany Community Hospice, Matt Prittis from the West Coast Eagles. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
West Coast Eagles, only a couple of months fresh out of the game. How's everything going?
It's going really well. A lot better than I thought I'd be going. I've been, only 2 weeks into a new job, but it's been fantastic. I've been with these guys one day a week the last two or three years, so it hasn't felt like it's all new. Doing it every day is something that, I'm starting to retain a lot of the new information, which is great, but loving the challenges, loving the Monday to Friday, weekends off routine. It's fantastic with a young family, so I couldn't complain.
You've retired at the age of 32. The body's is still in pretty good nick. You weren't carrying any serious injuries, were you?
I've been really lucky to get through. I had a couple of minor knee operations, had a back operation late in my career, but I'm able to run every second day. So it's something halfway through my career I didn't think I'd be able to do. So really fortunate that the body's still in really good health. I can maintain a really healthy lifestyle, and I'm really appreciative of that.
With the career over, are you keen to stay in the footy landscape in the future?
At this stage, I'd really like to just step away and try something different. I've got a young family, so that's absolute priority. I want to make sure that I'm available to them, spend as much time with them as I can. They're young before they get to those school hours, so that's important to me. I want to keep active, so I'm going to challenge myself and do some triathlons, get back into surf lifesaving. So fitness-wise, that's the challenges I'm looking for, but I'll stay away from footy at this stage.
Matt Prittis is going to be here alongside Glenn Jakovich for the Albany Community Hospice this weekend. You probably would have learned a little bit about the great work that Albany Community Hospice does down in the Great Southern.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to getting down to Albany. It's a beautiful part of our state. Great. I love the country people. They're so easy going, so easy to talk to, and I'm really looking forward to coming down this weekend and spending some time with everyone.
The Albany Community Hospice, they've got a couple of things happening for the weekend. The annual fundraising dinner with Matt Prittis and Glenn Jakovich, who's been down here a couple of times over the years. Tomorrow night, it's happening out at Motel Le Grand, and there's another presentation at the White Star on Sunday as well with entertainment by Trey Amici. If you'd like to know more, get in touch with Todd McGregor down at WA Country Builders. Matt, have you got in Jacko's ear about what happens over the weekend?
Yes, I have. He doesn't give me all that much information, but he's very excited. He likes a beer or two, so no doubt I'll have to keep him under control.
Matt Prittis from the West Coast Eagles, congratulations on a fantastic career over your journey, and looking forward to seeing you in Albany this weekend.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Terry for breakfast, Albany 783 Triple M. It is racing season, and the first meet of the season is on this weekend at the Albany Racing Club, and the WA Country Cup's Fashions on the Field is making its way back around the state for 17-18 with some pretty decent prizes up for grabs. And having a chat now with the face of the WA Country Cups, I've got Abby Gelmy on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
I am terrific. You've got 9 regional heats across Western Australia, and then the winner of each heat qualifies for the big final at Ascot in Perth at the end of the season.
Absolutely, and there's some massive prizes. I'm going to tell you, I looked at the prize pool and I was like, wow, I wonder if I can fuck up and head to my country to enter, because it looks absolutely amazing.
No.
I know. Yeah, unfortunately, it might be a little bit of insider trading if I'm like, and I win, hooray. But there's a trip to London. They could get the chance to go to Royal Ascot, not Ascot in Perth where the final will be, but Royal Ascot, which would be incredible. They're spending money, there's diamonds, and just, I guess, the title, which is well coveted. It's very, very competitive, so it's just massive. It's exciting.
The Country Cups Fashions on the Field are heading right around Western Australia with the 9 regional heats. The final will be held at Ascot Racecourse on Saturday the 2nd of December. So make sure you get to your nearest race meet over the next few weeks heading up to next month's final. Abby Gelmy, this year's face of the Country Cups. Enjoy your role as the ambassador for regional racing, and thanks for having a chat with us.
Thank you so much. I really can't wait to see everyone, and it's so exciting to be involved. So get your hat, get your frock, and head down to the race.
Terry's Brekkie Show, Albany 783 Triple M. That time of the week we catch up with our oracle and everything pescatorial, Jim from Albany Rods and Tackle, 40 Sterling Terrace. Jim, we might get a brief window of fishing in this weekend.
Hopefully tomorrow morning. Should be all right. Sunday's not so good. Gets better as the day goes on. But as we know, the changes can be very quick and sudden. So hopefully that might sort of be, probably a late start for Sunday, but definitely probably want to do an early start for tomorrow. Yeah, so it's definitely sort of, if you can get it, it's the breeze is from a bit of south in it and a bit of southwesterly, but if they're nice and light, it's not too bad. And the swells, I think, have kicked down a little bit, so it's even, you know, it's not too bad either. But I know the boys have been getting sort of good mix of reef fish out there, pinkies, dewies, breaksy, a few reds. What else was there? Oh, I think somebody said there's a few sambos as well, sort of fishing that sort of 60 to 80 metre mark and just sort of working the coral. That's been pretty good. And coming in a bit closer. White and King George have been a bit patchy. Some are doing all right, others sort of are struggling, but they reckon there's some quite nice sand whiting to be had out there. So if you're not getting the King George, see if you can pick up some nice sand whiting. Squid have been a bit slow. Again, the odd person is doing reasonably well, but on average, they've sort of slowed down a fair bit for the squid boys at the moment. So that's, as you said, wander around the sound. Being southwesterly, you probably sort of head up to Good Beach and over that side and along Middleton Beach, just worth a look. And as I said, the bigger boats probably can head out towards the islands and see what they can fish out, pick up out there. And the rivers are still producing some plenty of brim, but a lot of littlies with a few reasonable size and the odd mulloway coming out of the Kalgan. Yeah, that's about it, mate.
So the littlies are good to look at and maybe good to cuddle, but not much else?
No, no. They're generally just undersized too, so they've got to go back.
Give them a kiss and throw them back?
No, just throw them back.
You know, Rex Hunt used to do that?
Oh, good on him.
He started it.
I know he started
it. We got to finish it.
No.
Albany Rods... Albany Rods tackle 40 Sterling Terrace. Jim, Albany show last week, and it was a big one.
Was it?
Everything was going to plan until a man got hit in the head by a can of Coke at the show last weekend.
Boy.
But he was all right because it was a soft drink.
Of course. Put a big dent in the can, I suppose.
Put a big dent in his teeth. Sounds of Albany. Jackpot today is at $1,980. If we don't sell the sound today, we get it up to $2,000 on Monday. So that'd be a huge milestone given that we started the jackpot all those months ago at $500. This is our sound. What is it and where can you find it? It's something that's been recorded locally. Carl is back from Peaceful Bay. Good morning, Carl.
If it rings too late, it's a ghost because someone else is going through.
Oh, no, Carl, you're on.
Yeah, Marty, how you going?
I'm good. You've been trying to get through for a while.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, mate. My finger's worn out.
How big's that phone bill for you from Peaceful Bay?
Yeah, mate.
Must be huge.
Yeah. Listen, I hadn't heard the sound for over a decade because I used to have a six stack in my old cruiser.
Yes.
And when well, out the bush, I used to play it 24/7, and when it ran out of the six, it, you know, it'd click and then, you know, turn and play the other six, you know? That's not it.
How difficult things used to be. With
very
those
difficult
devices.
Yeah.
Now life is a lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah, mate.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to make two things too easy for you because that sound is incorrect.
It's right.
It's not the one we want.
Not the one.
No, mate. I think you got a little bit excited there a bit early.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I'll try another 2 weeks.
Can't give you the money. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Rebecca's with us. Yeah. Rebecca, sound of Aldi. What do you reckon it is?
So I am hoping it is someone dropping a car tyre on the workshop floor.
Where would that be happening?
Clark's Tyres.
So dropping a tyre on the workshop floor at Clark's Tyres. On Lockyer Avenue.
Yep.
Not the one we want. A big round donut coming your way. I'm sorry.
No worries. Thanks anyway.
Good on you, Rebecca.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
The money jackpot's to $2,000 on Monday. I love saying that. $2,000, especially after the sound started the jackpot all those months ago at $500. So a big milestone coming up on Monday, and you can win all the money right here at Triple M.